As over 1.8 million Muslims are observing Hajj ceremonies in the holy city of Mecca, hundreds of thousands of others, including Iranians who were banned or were unable to attend the pilgrimage, have flocked to the shrine of the third Shia Imam in Iraq's Karbala. On Sunday, the pilgrims marked Arafah, which is one of the most important days in the Islamic calendar.
Shia Muslims made their way to the shrine of the third Shia Imam Hussein ibn Ali in Iraq's holy city of Karbala to observe an annual event on the 9th of the Islamic lunar month of Dhul-Hijjah, the day of Arafah. In the year 60 Hijri, Imam Hussein was forced to depart from the holy city of Mecca and leave his Hajj pilgrimage unfinished. He left Mecca on the day of Arafah before being assassinated by agents of the Umayyad Caliph Yazid ibn Muawiyah. Centuries on, it has turned into a special ceremony for those who cannot attend Hajj to pay pilgrimage to his shrine.
For Muslims, however, this gathering in Karbala is highly recommended. Those who come here were not able to go to Hajj for many reasons, even political ones. As we see today, an entire nation was prevented from performing Hajj because those who call themselves men of religion describe an entire nation as non-Muslims.
With Saudi Arabia's preventing Iranian Muslims from performing their religious duty, over 1.5 million people from across Iran now convene in Karbala.
The Saudis say that Iranians are not Muslims, but they couldn't secure the pilgrimage and try to cover their responsibility for the tragic Mina stampede.
Us Iranians are in Karbala on the day of Arafah because Saudi Arabia prevented us from performing Hajj.
Although all financially and able-bodied Muslims must carry out the Hajj at least once in their lifetime, the Saudi regime's ill management and restrictions have deterred thousands from participating this year. While many here stress that the Arafah pilgrimage in Karbala is in no way a replacement for the Hajj in Mecca, they say that their presence in the company of the grandson of the Prophet of Islam eases some of the pain and yearning. Ataf Ahmed, Press TV, Karbala.